took a couple of shots in the BLM scenic turnout, the Staircase Escalade National Monument, just passing an elk crossing, next 6 mile sign with giant horns on the sign. That's pretty good. But I got a shot of that if I had noticed it sooner. But anyway, this the BLM land is typically very rugged and sparsely, there's not many tourist facilities and things, and it's looking like that is definitely the case with this one. Apparently that there is still information to be had, and there's some maintenance in the dirt road, so I think it's just going to be a good adventure today. Out. Well, we're on the Hole in the Rock Road, heading to this Peekaboo Gulch. It's 26 miles on a dirt road. Some of the dirt road is nicely, very almost like pavement, and some is not as good. There's cows in the roadway right here with a calf, so I'm going very slow here because I don't want them to mess with my car. But this is some rugged land out here, and hopefully the car doesn't fall apart. Out. Well, we got a little cow traffic jam ahead here. Just some cattle guys rounded them up, but they're completely blocking the road ahead, so I'm stopped right now. And hopefully I don't have to stop too long, but pretty interesting watching. You know, not every day you get to drive on a road and see some cattle driving going on. So I'm going to take another picture. Out. I gotta say, driving on this dirt road is a bitch, and I definitely would not want to be doing this on the Bird Trail Road. I mean, this is already taxing on the driver and the car. You know, you can't go too fast even on the good parts because the washboard parts that jar the car to its death come up without warning. So, you know, maximum speed is 25 miles an hour. At asset the best, but there's large portions where I'm going 10 and still shaking, rattling everything in the car. So, you know, hopefully, I'm sure it'll be worth it at the end. I just, hopefully the car doesn't break down out here because I have to get some cows to tow me back to the main road. That's about the only AAA service that's out here. So, we got 13 miles to go, and at 25 miles an hour, it's about a half hour, so back later. Out. Well, the road got worse after my last entry, and somewhat regretting the choice of doing this because it's some serious pain driving this stuff, and I just had to pass a car and practically go up the side of the road, and we both almost tipped our cars over trying to get past each other. But then, right after that, there are these three old people and some Hyundai, tiny Hyundai, and I asked them if it was worth it, and they said it was, so we'll see. You know, I'm pretty sure it'll be worth it as long as I get out of this thing with my car intact, and, you know, but, I mean, and I'm not looking forward to that drive back, and I just, you know, we'll see at the end of the day if it was worth it, but right now, given what I know, and in what I've experienced so far, I would probably not have done this, but we'll see. A lot of times, it's just like when you go see a movie you didn't want to go see, it turns out it was good, so maybe like that. They told me to be extra careful boss next to some parked car up here, so I'm a little worried about what he was talking about, so we'll see. Out.